Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your banished couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is March 17th, 2014.
And this is episode 149.
I got a little hung up on March or Monday, so I just went on instead of March.
Well, I think the thing is that you didn't change the date in the notes.
No, that wasn't it. I wasn't even looking at my notes. It was, I expected the sound to go down a little more.
Oh, so you put the sound on me. And this is episode 149 of the Valentine Cast.
I did put 149, didn't I?
No. Up in the top you did. But I am Jay Valentine, and that is my lovely wife, Renee Valentine.
Hello.
And we're glad you're here with us today. And we're a lovely couple from Louisville, Kentucky, and we're here to just share our lives with you, the ins, the outs, and sometimes maybe a little bit too much.
Do we share too much?
Nah, we don't.
We don't overshare.
And
we know overshares. We don't overshare.
And I always want to say thank you to our folks at PrettyLikesMusic.com. That allow us to use their music for the intro and outro of our show, as well as Andrew Allen Trio for allowing us to use their music as well throughout the show. And none other than the folks at Alpha Geek Radio, where you can listen to our show and many other shows 24/7 at alphageekradio.com, where you can catch us live on Mondays, 7:30 p.m., live on channel 2.
To dose.
Dose. So, want to say hello to our lovely chat room. Hello, what's going on, everybody?
Chat room.
What do we have with us today?
We have in the chat room, we have Punk Gopher.
Hey, Punk
here.
Gopher.
Hey, Punk Gopher. We have JK Grammar.
Uh-huh.
We have JB Hanna.
As always.
As always. I love that he's always here, even though he's not here, but he's here.
He's here.
And we have Rah.
Rah. What is going on? So I think you're a first time show coming to the live show. So
welcome to the show.
Definitely. I'm glad to have you here. And
glad we started kind of on time.
Yeah. Glad we have everyone here, you know, so, and also just want to say a special shout out to, none other than JK Grammar. If you're watching this live, this is the lovely overlay that you see, around our lovely faces where it looks like we're on TV.
Like
I feel like that I'm trapped.
I'm in a box.
I'm in the box.
What's in the box?
Cowboys in the box.
And Ross from Sweden.
Ah, great.
I like your chefs and your fish are okay, but they're a little tough on the teeth.
And the IKEA.
We love your furniture.
Yeah. Because we're going to talk about that.
I like your Lizelle. They have a fish called Lizelle.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah.
So, speaking of IKEA, let's go ahead and jump right into the weekend wrap-up.
Weekend wrap-up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yeah. So, this weekend was Renee's birthday weekend. Her birthday was on Saturday.
It was. It fell on the weekend this year.
We did. And then to kick off her birthday, Renee wanted fried fish.
Yeah.
So, we went to our first Catholic fish fry.
Right. I knew I wanted fried fish. I could have copped out and went to somewhere where I know they have good fish, which is Old Chicago. They have great,
right,
batter fried, deep fried fish,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
But I have never been to a Catholic fish fry.
Nor have I.
And I didn't know what to expect. So I wanted to go to one.
Yeah.
Because
this is the season of Lent.
Right. And they released a schedule of fish fries around Louisville.
Right.
And I made sure that they wouldn't try to convert me.
Yeah.
I made Jay call his coworker.
Right.
And she said, no, they will not try to convert you.
Because, I mean, everybody's drinking beer anyway.
Yeah.
Not everybody. But that's a good, there's a good few folks of drinking beer and having fried fish. And
so we decided to go to St. Pius 10.
Yep.
St. Pius the 10th.
As I would normally say, St. Pius X.
I would also say St. Pius X. But it's St. Pius the 10th.
Yep.
We went to their fish fry.
We did.
And the parking lot was packed when we got there.
Oh, yeah. It was really packed.
And
well, we thought it was packed.
We thought it was packed, but it was soon to become more packed. But we got in, parked, and we walked in. And I thought we had to order up front and take it to the back. No. That was a takeout order. The whole serving thing was in the gym.
Right.
So we proceeded to stand in line for
about 10 minutes.
About 15 minutes.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes.
Let's say 15. About 15 minutes, we stood in line, and they had a lot of offerings. It wasn't just fish. I thought it was going to be fish and french fries.
Fish and bread.
No, not just fish
You thought it was going to be fish and bread.
No, I thought it was going to be fish and french fries and coleslaw.
Renee thought because what Jesus did in the Bible with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, she thought we were just going to have fish and bread.
I did not say that. Not once. Jay thought we was going to be fish and bread.
No,
apparently.
I said, no, I did not. I said that they better not run out of fish.
They better not.
Is what I said.
That's true. I said, if
they run out of fish, they better bring Jesus up in here.
That's true.
He better get to break
the
bread.
It wouldn't look good for a religious fish fry
to run out of fish.
It would be a little weird.
Right, right.
A little odd. Anyway, so. So we went
so
up
we went
there.
Through
they had different options.
Yeah, they had fish tacos.
Way more different options than I thought.
They had fish tacos and they had cheese sticks, which I found out today, they just brought those back like 2 years ago.
Oh, so those are new.
Yeah. They quit making the cheese sticks for a while, but they just recently brought them back. And then they had salmon. Baked salmon.
Salmon cakes.
Yep, they had salmon cakes.
They had
as well.
Fried mushrooms.
Yes, they had fried mushrooms, and they had green beans
and shrimp
and macaroni and cheese.
They had a lot of stuff.
Coleslaw.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they had two different kinds of coleslaw.
Yeah,
and
the kind of coleslaw, the vinegary and mayonnaise-y.
Yeah, the mayonnaise
or whatever.
The mayonnaise
creamy.
The creamy coleslaw.
Yeah, vinegar and creamy.
There you go. Vinegary-y. I like that.
Right, right.
So I ended up getting, I got the one piece fish sandwich and french fries because it's impossible for me to say no to french fries.
Oh, and they had onion rings also.
Oh, and onion rings.
Yeah.
And I got cheese sticks because I love cheese sticks. So right. That was a little tough. What'd you get?
I got the fish sandwich. I got an extra piece of fish. I got shrimp. I got fries. I got macaroni cheese.
And green beans. I didn't know how much food you got until we sat down. I was like.
So we go to the line and I had went and we had stopped by the bank and I got $20 out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had $10 in my wallet already. And so by the time we went through the line and they counted up all our food was $26.
We could have gone out to eat for less than $26.
We could have, but the fish was awesome.
The fish was really good.
The fish was really good.
Fries were amazing.
Yes.
Nobody tried to convert us.
Nope.
I love the little kids running around.
I like the lady that was next to you,
mm-hmm.
That was gossiping about everybody else.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
She was in her 20s and she was with two other guys and
she was talking about everybody.
Yeah, she's talking about everybody else. And and the reason I got let me explain why I got this.
Yeah, because N is yelling at you.
Yeah, because N, welcome to the chat room, and also Udella showed up as well.
Hello.
N is saying, hold it. Ask me, what are you doing to our loser group? And I'll tell you what happened. So with this being the first time and possibly the last time we go to a Catholic fish fry, I had to try everything. I just had to. And so, and when we walked out, I was kind of like, oh my God. And I, you know what? I actually watched it, all throughout the day. I had a light breakfast. And
cause you knew what was coming?
I didn't know what was going to happen. Okay. I didn't know, cause we were talking about going to Red Lobster.
Yeah, we thought we were going to
Red Lobster. So I took it easy for breakfast. I had Fazoli's for lunch, but I didn't get the baked dish. I got spaghetti and meat sauce.
I got a baked dish.
And I was taking it easy. But by the time I got to the fish fry, I was starving. I would say that.
Starving.
And yes, this is a Catholic fish fry. So that's why I got that much. I mean, I don't know if we'll go back. You know, I know we're not going any other time.
Right. It was good. I like the little old couples that were there. They're like little couples. You could tell they've been together for a long time. They were super old. It was super cute.
Yeah. So it was real cool and everything else. And, you know, we'll definitely go back again or maybe next year, but not again this
year. Not again this year.
Right.
There's nothing good in there.
Right. And then, so that was Friday.
Yep.
Then after Friday, what did, after the fish fry?
We watched TV.
Okay. We came back home, chilled out because you were done. I was done.
I was tired.
You were tired. So we came back and we watched some, Scandal and some of our DVR shows.
We love Scandal.
And
Team Fitz.
And then, on Saturday, which was Renee's birthday.
It was my birthday. Boo!
We got up and we went to breakfast at
Bob Evans. We had coupons.
We had a coupon.
I like coupons.
Yep. And Renee got to get her grits and eggs. And
those of you who haven't tried eggs mixed in your grits, you're missing out.
And if you haven't tried grits with eggs and sausage mixed in,
you're not really missing out.
You're missing out.
You're not really missing out.
You are. And then, what was the next thing that we had going?
We had to take Toby for his grooming.
Yeah, we had to take Toby for his grooming.
But we thought, how about we actually take him to all day play?
Yep.
And then that way we can go to IKEA.
Yep. So we took Toby to all day play at PetSmart, and then we left from there and we went to IKEA in Cincinnati.
Right. And it was great. And as we were rolling up to Cincinnati, I was telling Jay, yeah, that's the place where, because I used to live in Cincinnati and in North Kentucky. I'm like, yeah, that's the place where we used to go clubbing, and that's where my dad took me to the movies, mm-hmm. and that's that horrible mall.
Right.
And Jay was like, no, it's Florence Y'all. Because anyway, there's a big old water tower with Florence Y'all on it.
Yeah.
But so it was a long drive to IKEA because IKEA likes to put their stuff way out in the boonies. So we went to the IKEA, and it was funny. Jay saw a coworker of his there, which was so weird.
Yeah. So as soon as we walk in, I saw Sean, and he was like, "What's up, man?" He just had bought a house.
And, so funny.
And he was up there to get a rug. Mm-hmm. And we were there because we were going to go buy dressers for the girls' bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to pick up some items to build, to convert one of my desks into like a standing desk. So I got the lac table and the shelf and the brackets.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'm a little worried now. Because
after you bought the stuff, now you're worried?
Well, I didn't know the table was so wide, so now I have to figure out.
You don't think it'll fit?
I thought it would fit right here, is what I thought. I thought it would fit on my desk right here.
But now you think it's gonna.
But I don't think it's too wide. I don't think my desk is wide enough for it. So
we can return it.
I mean, it was only a $7 table.
I know. Well. With the brackets and
it was only $22 for everything.
I know. Return it. I guess we end up spending more on gas returning it than we would.
Yeah.
Probably.
So I'm still going to build it, and I'm still going to try to figure out something. Maybe I'll buy something to put over at that wall, and I can have my standing desk over there. So
yeah, so Jay's gonna need something.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure out something. And we got rid of the table, the old kitchen table that I was never gonna use. But then I was like, oh man, I could have used that. But anyway, so we go through IKEA. And
IKEA is cool. If you've never been to IKEA, you should go to one. It is, those Swedish know what they're doing.
They do.
In terms of efficiency and space.
I'm not going to lie. Part of me had wished that the money we spent on all our furniture up in the living room, that we had taken that money.
Went to IKEA.
Went to IKEA and
bought a lot more stuff.
Yes. I mean,
yeah, well, live and learn. So if any of you all get a house, you have IKEA near you, go to IKEA.
I mean,
if you like IKEA, you might
and not, if you like putting everything together,
right, if you don't mind putting things together, because you gotta push stuff together,
right,
but if you don't mind it, then if you're a little handy dandy person, but right. Yeah, so I want to say hi to Aaron, has joined the chat room. Hello, Aaron.
Oh, I thought he came in and left.
Oh, but he came in and quit.
He may be watching. Never mind. Hey, Aaron.
I guess wife. Maybe he came in, wife water broke, and then he left.
Yeah. Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe that's what happened. And yes, JK, I do like their meatballs. They have good meatballs.
Yeah.
So we got the changing table and the dresser, and it's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I love IKEA, just to walk around and marvel at all the pretty things.
Definitely, definitely. And then also, we, after we left IKEA, so my plan was for Renee's birthday weekend, I was thinking of doing like this whole Cincinnati thing, you know, because I know Renee, you know, and she had some good memories and stuff in Cincinnati, and I thought we could spend some time up there. But then all of a sudden, I was thinking, but, you know, Renee, you know, she may not want to do a lot of stuff because, you know, you get tired.
You have to ask me, though.
But I was trying to do a little surprise and everything. So what we ended up doing, after IKEA, we went to Gold Star Chili, which Gold Star Chili, if you all don't know, is Cincinnati style chili.
Yeah, and it gets overshadowed by Skyline, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It just happens. For some reason, Skyline gets all the glory.
And a lot of people's like, well, what's Cincinnati chili? You know, Cincinnati chili is a regional style of chili con carne. Characterized by the use of seasonings such as cinnamon, cloves, allspice, or chocolate. It is commonly served over spaghetti or as a hot dog sauce and is normally of a thin, saucy-like consistency, unlike most chili con carne.
And yes, they do put chocolate in it. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I made that chili one time, and I had put cinnamon and some other stuff in it.
Did you put chocolate in it?
I can't remember if I had to put...
Chocolate's in it.
I had to put cocoa... Is that the same thing as cocoa powder?
Little... It's not sweet. Cocoa powder is not sweet, but it gives the flavor of chocolate.
Though. Right. So, you got a four-way.
I did get a four-way.
Which is chili, spaghetti, cheese, and onions?
Onions or beans. And you got a five-way.
I got the five-way.
You like them both.
Which was chili, spaghetti, cheese, onions, and beans. So, got that and two conies. You know, little tiny hot dogs. Which was really good. So, we ate there. And
you like to even... better yeah, like than
the,
Skyline.
I like a little better than Skyline.
Which is crazy, because Skyline is the one that's prevalent around the area.
See, and I don't know if it's because I've had Skyline so much that I felt that I liked it better. You know right. what I'm saying? So it could have been a little bit that, you know, going on. So I'm going to kind of say I think that could be kind of what's going on with that. So we left Gold Star, and then we found out last week that
This is sad. Hold on. It's sad.
So let me stop this real quick.
It's very sad.
I'm gonna stop this because we need a moment of silence for Louisville's Menchie's. You had to go out of business.
Those of you who don't know what Menchie's is, it is the best frozen yogurt I have ever tasted. It's one of those get frozen yogurt, add a bunch of stuff on type places.
Yeah. What's that? Serve yourself yogurt or something.
Yeah, but it's so good because it tastes like ice cream. It's very dense like ice cream. You know, it doesn't melt super fast in your mouth like other frozen yogurts.
Right.
But they said they were coming back March 1st. They lied.
Right.
And March 1st came and went. March 2nd came and went. On and on. And then Jay saw they had slapped a for lease sign. Because I actually went and looked inside and everything was cleared out. I was like, this is not a good sign. So, yeah, that was sad and heartbreaking. But because of this, we searched for Menchie's and there was a Menchie's in Florence, Kentucky.
Yep.
Which is in Northern Kentucky.
Yeah. So we tracked down where this Menchie's was. And then, what happened is we went there, we pulled in, and I'll have to say that this was the first time that I went into Menchie's and we actually got more in our cup than we normally do.
Filled it up. It's because we aren't going to get Menchie's again for a long time.
Yeah.
But it was really good. It was excellent. I was excited. We ate our Menchie's happily. It was wonderful. I got cake batter. Jay got cake batter. And I was so excited. They have a chalkboard and on the Menchie's. So I wrote my name. And then I said, and Jay. And I put little hearts around his name. It was so cute. And I was like, oh. Then we go to the door to leave. And this little girl is at the chalkboard. She has an eraser just with hovering over the stuff that I had just wrote, not 15 seconds earlier. And she's waiting for us to leave before she can erase it. And she's hovering. She's waiting. We walk out the door. Erase, 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 erase. I almost went back up there and just erased what she put.
Right.
Take that, little girl.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that's just rude, but that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think it's rude.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Do you think it was rude?
I don't think it was rude. Do I think she was being a little girl?
You always side with the children.
You know what? She wasn't being a little girl. Let me take that back because that was a little sexist. She was being a mischievous child. Is what she was doing.
Y'all always side with the children.
I don't necessarily think it's me siding with the children. I think it's necessarily just, you know, I guess I show empathy a little bit.
She erased what I put out of love. That was love.
It was. And was she being a little punk? Yes. Was she being a little cute little punk? Yes.
And see, somebody would have gotten mad at me if I had went and erased what she put, wouldn't have?
I think it depends. I think it.
People would have been, she's just a little girl. I'd be like, look, you gotta learn, little girl. This is how life is.
Right.
Your stuff gets erased.
Right. Right.
Anyway, so it was great. So then we came back, and then I was ready for more. So Renee went to Babies R Us to do some baby registering.
Well, let's hold that thought real quick, and let's see, who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is N.
Hey, what's going on, N?
N has like a radio voice.
Well, I can put it on.
Hey, this is N.
Hey, this is N.
95. Yo, yo, yo.
So what's going on, man?
Oh, I was just juicing, and then I heard all about your fish feast, and I thought, man, that's really something.
N's from Canada, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I can always tell when people say a boat.
But he's always told me where
people are from. Yes, you can't hold me to this.
Of course.
Is it okay that I'm not a black man?
It is perfectly fine.
Yeah. It's fine. It's cool.
Nice one, Renee.
So what's on your mind?
JJ.
Yeah.
You sing birthday songs, right?
We do.
Yeah. Now you and I haven't practiced this, but she's had a birthday, right?
Oh yeah, she had a birthday.
I'm officially old. Yeah.
We'd better do something about that.
Oh, man.
Now, is the delay on Skype going to mess us up?
Oh, no, man. I'm right behind you.
Nope. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you want to do just the traditional, or what do you want, Renee?
Hey, I'm
fine with the traditional.
All right.
We can do the traditional.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
You lead, sir. I will follow.
All right. Me. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Renee. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Thank you. I never know what to do when someone's saying happy birthday to me.
Just blush. It's
even
cute.
Like when I was a kid, I was like, what do I do? Everybody's staring at me and they're singing to me.
Do you sing to yourself?
No. Who sings happy birthday to themselves? It's just...
Well, you did last week.
Oh, well, yeah. That was last week.
So Ian, so you juiced a pound of kale.
Yeah. My son bought a juicer a couple of months ago, and I've been getting into juicing a whole bunch of stuff. Yesterday, I juiced up a pineapple and half a dozen oranges.
That sounds good. The kale. We tried kale. It's so bitter.
It's bitter for Renee. See, to
it's
me,
bitter for me. It's bitter for me.
Okay, so here's what we use. So we don't have a juicer. We have a Vitamix.
Yeah, I do too. And okay. They're awesome.
Dude. So,
they're great.
Hey, you know how the Vitamix is. The Vitamix doesn't spit anything out.
Yeah, like you can use everything.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't mind it and I like it. I just haven't had time to really get back into Vitamix and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a little bit of work. It's not easy to do. You know?
Yeah. Oh, man, you can make the best fruit smoothies with a good blender, though.
We had great smoothies with that. I remember the great smoothies we used to have.
Yeah, we might have to stock up on some more vegetable stuff.
We'll see.
I mean, not vegetable, but some fruit.
You know what happens? Life gets in the way and then we start doing other things.
Yeah,
but what you do is you buy the fruit on a regular basis and you put it into the freezer. Like we always have probably half a dozen bananas all peeled and sliced up sitting there in the freezer ready to go.
Yeah, it was one of the things that I did start doing for a little bit and then I kind of stopped. I mean,
we have a problem sticking with things.
No, not really, because I mean, we did lose it for a long period of time.
We did lose it.
You know,
that's about the only thing.
Okay, so
we did. Yeah, but you guys changed lives with that. I mean, not just yourselves.
Right.
I mean, look at how many people are in that group and the differences that they're making between you two and Chinbeard.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're changing people.
Yeah, I know, and sometimes just. Like right now with life the way that it is, I'm just mainly maintaining as best as I can because
that's
life.
That's because I'm making him eat.
Well, you're not making me eat.
You want to eat what I eat.
Well, no,
I want to eat bad.
No, I'm choosing to eat what you eat because I don't want to go through the hassle of doing something else.
Yeah, but consider what you're doing with your lives right now. I mean, yeah, things are going to turn upside down when the twins come along. But the examples that you two set for your children will affect their lives and the lives of their children.
Aww.
And, you know, like, man, you're not just helping your friends and stuff online here. You're changing the lives of your children. And that's amazing.
Thanks, man.
Aw, thank
that's
you.
That's good to hear, you know. It's good to hear, you know.
It really is good to hear. Yeah.
And, you know,
makes this, yeah.
I mean, it's people like you and seeing everybody else's success that, you know, that makes us happy and everything, you know. And, I mean, we just love everyone that's in our lives and all of our friends here on the internet or wherever. If we don't meet you face to face, I mean, we just love all of our friends. And we want everyone to be around as long as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and in the meantime, if you can increase somebody's quality of life or help them to live longer, man, you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Anyways, I shouldn't derail your show too much longer, but I thought I'd just pop in and say hi to you guys.
No problem at all.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. That was awesome.
Take good care of each other and stay awesome.
All right. You too, man.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Yay!
Yeah, and if anybody wants to call in, feel free to call
in.
I mean,
LABOZQEC. Maybe if Jay had an easier pronounced name, it'd be a little better.
I don't know if I can change it. If I can change it, I will. So when we got back, Renee and I were like, why don't we just go ahead and go to, Babies R Us?
Yeah, because we needed to get that done.
Yep. So we already had a registry on Amazon.
Right.
But there are some people that we know may not want to pay shipping and stuff like that, which makes sense.
It does.
And we wanted to give people the option if they want to walk into like a brick and mortar store, they can go to Babies R Us. So we went to Babies R Us and we registered there and we scanned, you know, a few items. Well, a good number of items for people to buy from there as well. And I think I will say with the kids coming, this has not necessarily changed Renee's attitude.
Towards children?
Not towards children, but towards the whole gift receiving a little bit. Because we know that it's going to be hard for the twins.
Right.
And while we can buy everything, there are actually people out there that love us and some people want to help. And we want to give the people that option. Because one of the things that when we got married, did we do a registry? We didn't do a registry, did we?
Don't think we did a registry. Yes. Yes. Yes, we did a registry.
We did?
We did do a registry.
Oh, yeah, we did do a registry because...
Was it Bed Bath & Beyond or was it Amazon?
No, it was Walmart and Penny's.
Oh.
And we did them online.
I forgot about that.
The only reason we did that was because of... What was the reason?
Just because we were lazy.
Oh, your mom. Your mom wanted us to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But scanning is cool. You go there, click it, and we found a lot of stuff we didn't know we needed. But it was cool. It was fun, but after a while, I was done. So at least I got the experience of scanning.
Right.
So then sports.
So this week was NCAA selection for the brackets. It was Selection Sunday.
Sports.
And I have to say, my Duke Blue Devils are third in their region. They got the third seed. And Louisville is number four. And I have to
only say, one seed above. And so why is it called a seed?
I don't know.
Okay. Continue on. I'm not going to look it up.
So I think the thing is, I normally don't pay attention to the numbers because in the end, who wins the tournament is the champion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, even if they give you number 16 or a number whatever, and if you end up being the champion, you're the champion. It really doesn't matter. And so, there were some people from Louisville that were pretty upset with the NCAA, how, you know, the selection committee, how they gave Louisville number 4, and they just didn't seem consistent in their judgment of giving these numbers out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to me... Let's just take it to the street. Take it to the street.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see who wins. But they're going to be the AAC next ACC.
ACC
next year. Yep. Playing Louisville, so that'll be interesting to see.
Yep.
And then we played a ton of Banished this weekend. And we'll talk about that more in media. But Banished was the name of the game.
Yep.
That was the name of the game this weekend.
Well, cool. Well, all right. With that, let's jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Thank you, Mr. Mahler.
Take it.
From MrMomDaily.com. the movie we got to watch this week.
We did it.
And we actually did it. It was
Flight.
Flight with Denzel Washington.
And the way he holds his lips like he's like a little, like he pouts his lips a little bit when he acts.
Yeah, yeah.
But he proved himself again in Flight. He's an amazing actor.
He's an amazing actor. And was this based off of a true story?
I don't think so. It might be, but I don't think so.
I might look it up real quick. For some odd reason, I thought it was based off of a real show. But I don't think so. But anyway, so Denzel Washington is a pilot in this movie. It's an airplane crash. And he has... He does a miraculous job crash landing this plane. After some failures that had happened and everything else. There was an investigation that was going on. So it's kind of where I'm going to just leave it and everything. But it was a very... well done movie. There were There was Denzel Butt.
You should get to see Denzel Butt.
Denzel Butt.
Among other butts.
And other butts and boobs. And
other butts and boobs.
And everything else. So it was a good show. It ended well. And
yeah, it was good. No spoilers, but he acted his butt off. It ended like I thought it should end. And yep. He did a great, 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 great job.
Yep, yep, yep. Definitely, definitely. And so next week, for this week, we got a suggestion from our friends over at Average Swingers to watch Sex Monster.
Right.
And so
That's going to be our movie, Sex Monster. So we'll let you know. Probably going to be some nudity in there.
Yeah.
Probably not for the kids.
Now, I'm going to just say this. I'm going to just give a warning out. I mean, when we try to watch MILF.
We didn't get very far.
We didn't get very far. And we fast forward through that bad boy until we just like, screw it.
Yeah, if you're fast forwarding through the movie, it's not worth it.
No.
So MILF. Ugh, that was horrible.
It was.
But Cosmos came on again yesterday.
It was. It did.
I enjoyed it again.
This was time. Even better than the one before
it
that.
It was good. He focused more on evolution.
Right.
And how the life, the life forms can be as they are now. And it was really cool. And I enjoyed the science. There's a lot of things I already did know. But it was cool to hear again. Even I like to hear even basic stuff. So it was nice.
Yep. It was really nice. It was really nice. We got to watch about 4 episodes of ER.
Yes, because that was one of the things I wanted to do for my birthday, since we hadn't watched ER in a long time.
Yep, so we watched ER. And
Jay's getting a little mixed up with his people in ER.
A little bit. So the thing, if you haven't noticed, the type of things I get mixed up on are the love circle stuff.
But there's no love circle.
Well, not love circle, but the whole the couple.
If people have relationships, he gets mixed up.
Yeah.
So basically, only one person can have one type of relationship.
There
can't be two sets of doctors dating each other, or he gets mixed up.
Yeah, there can't be two sets of doctors dating nurses, and then I'm like,
well, she's not a nurse.
What? I know she's not a nurse.
She's a doctor.
The chief nurse, the one that committed suicide?
No, she's a nurse.
She's a nurse.
The other chick is a doctor.
Okay.
So it's not two doctors dating a nurse. It's
two doctors dating. One's a nurse.
Yeah, and the other one's a doctor. Yeah, they're
but
different.
But they're men and women.
And they have two different hair colors.
And they work in the hospital.
And two different hair colors.
So?
And two different hair textures.
Babe, you think I actually look at that?
Yes.
The only hair texture and color I look at and pay attention to
is mine.
Is yours.
So it's ER. And then, so now let's talk about Banished.
Yes. So, Rob, Robot Spider, from a friend over at Gaming After Dark and Grumpy Men After Dark, he texted us in our group text that we keep going about a game named Banished. And he said, forget SimCity, spend $20 on Banished.
Right.
That is a much better experience. So I finally went and bought Banished last week. I went and bought it from the Shining Rock Studio or Shining Rock Software. He's an indie developer. This game was developed by one person.
One person?
One person. And the music was done by a friend because he was going to do his own music. But a friend did music for him. And this game is a Sim City building type game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a group of people that have been exiled or banished or have decided to leave their homeland. And they're off to start their own lives in a new area, and all they have is the stuff in their storage carts,
mm-hmm.
their stockpile, and the people around them. So they start families from, you know, the number of people you have. And so I paid $20 for it from the developer. Got a Steam code and got a DRM copy as well. DRM free copy as well. So I got the Steam code, DRM free copy. And Renee installed it, I think on a Tuesday, after I told her, I was like, oh man, this game is so awesome. So she installed it, and I have to ask, What are your thoughts?
I am in love with this game. So I love Age of Empires.
Okay.
And this has exactly what I love about Age of Empires in it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't like getting attacked by, you know, other things.
Right.
And this satisfies my, you know, building of families and building a town and building an environment mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. I love it. I could play it all day.
Yeah. So
and it doesn't go super fast.
No, it doesn't go super fast. I mean, you go in and if you start on easy, you get 4 houses already built. 4 houses, 4 families.
Are you talking about easy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a stockpile of stuff and a storage barn.
Storage barn, yeah.
If you start on normal, you get storage barn, stockpile, and family. So mm-hmm. you have to build your houses right off the bat.
Right.
And then there are like different things. You can build a schoolhouse for teachers so that your people will be educated. So when they're kids and they get 10, they go to school. And then when they turn 17 to 21, they graduate and they become laborers. But if they're educated, they produce double the amount of items at a time. They use double the materials, but they do it much faster and they gather much faster.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have uneducated people, they have more babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have more babies and they don't produce as much. Right.
So if you want to build your population up fast without worrying about, then you do that. But it's a great game to play, like if you're watching TV or if you're doing something else, or you know, if you're podcasting. It's a great game to play while you're doing that. So,
and a lot of people, so the challenges you make, so you go through seasons, so like early spring to autumn is when your farm is being, you know, mm-hmm. will produce crop, and right. you have fishermen, you have gatherers, and you have foresters, and you have to do all this to keep them keep it maintained.
Yeah, it's like a balance sometimes.
It is a balance, and you know, Renee had a situation. We both were in a situation where our teacher was getting old. And so I did a little research to find out what happens when the teacher dies. And they said when the teacher dies, all of your students become uneducated laborers unless there's a second school built for them to go to.
Right.
So I panicked. I started building my second school. Renee waited a little bit.
I waited. Probably shouldn't have waited.
She shouldn't have waited.
I think that was good for me, though. I'll explain why.
Yeah. And so her teacher ended up dying, and all of her students, we thought that if she had a laborer out to take the teacher's place, that would happen. But no.
Nope.
As soon as the teacher died, it was
everybody. All of my students became laborers and uneducated.
Right. So what happened?
They instantly started having kids. But before that, I had educated people, but I couldn't get the kids going. So right. my population was stagnant. So they became laborers, starting to have kids. I had a population boom.
Nice.
And now I think people are getting more educated now. So I think it was kind of good in a way.
Okay.
Because my population is going insanely now. It's wonderful.
Nice.
I don't know what happened, but it's great.
Right.
But it's a really, really, really fun game. Some people might think it's boring. That's fine if you think it's boring. Mm-hmm. But I love it. So.
But yeah, I mean, this is one of the best games, city building games that I played. You know, I'm really enjoying it. I'm just really enjoying it. I mean, there's no multiplayer.
Yeah, it's totally single player.
It's a total single player. The developer, you know, he's doing fixes and stuff. He's thinking about doing mods for it and allowing people to do mods. But there will be no co-op play or anything else. And I mean, it's really, the game is so, intricate and also yet simple, where you celebrate the small things. You know, a baby is born and you're like, yay.
Yes, you're so excited when a baby's born. You're like, yes.
And you watch this kid go through life and it's kind of like, oh, he becomes a student. Like, I can't remember. Thor was born in my town. Everybody has a random name. So Thor was born, and that's one of my dude's name. His name was Thor. He finally went to school. And then when he finally graduated, I put him to work in the mines.
That's great.
And so when Thor dies, when it says Thor has died of old age, or Thor was crushed by a rock,
or Thor is drowned.
You did have one say Thor was drowned.
Yes, somebody drowned.
Right. So it was kind of like, oh man, there went Thor. Yeah. You know, I remember when you were born, buddy. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I really enjoy it. So go try it. Yeah. It's a fun little game to play.
Yeah, and definitely.
And you did play some Diablo, right?
Yeah, so I played some Diablo 3. I only played about 2 or 3 hours of Diablo 3 last week.
Okay.
But I did play, I did look at my Raptor stats. I at least played 13 hours of Banished.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
And then also on Tuesday, a game came live.
Hearthstone finally went live, but it wasn't much fanfare. Everybody was like, "Heh," well, because everybody had been playing it for so long.
Yeah, and I think one of Dale's theory of why there was not a lot of fanfare was that they're saving up the fanfare for when the tablet app is coming out, which he believes is going to be around the 1st of April.
Right. And they actually released a mount in WoW that you could get by winning 3 games of competition Hearthstone or something like that. So
So
the Hearthsteed.
Yeah. So I was telling Renee a little bit, hearing everybody pre-ordering World Lords of Draenor, and people getting their boosted characters and tried out new characters and stuff. Listen to a bunch of podcasts. I've been listening to more podcasts. I've been kind of missing WoW just a little bit, you know.
Yeah, he's been missing it.
And I think it's because of, you know, I feel like I'm missing out on learning or getting my druid or my rogue up to 90, you know. But I'll get my boost for sure. And we're going to be ordering the collector's edition.
Yes, we will definitely be ordering
when they announce it. They haven't announced the collector's editions yet. So, yeah, I miss WoW a little bit.
We do.
But, you know, we're saving a lot of money right now.
Yeah,
we're saving a lot of money. So with that, let's go ahead and let's talk about a little, are we going to go to the food?
Yeah, there's one thing I want to talk about.
All right.
The fridge is not prepared.
What you got, babe? What you got?
We actually went to Qdoba because, you know, because when it's your birthday, you have birthday coupons from everywhere.
Yeah.
So today was Qdoba, and I wanted to talk about their new quesos. They normally have the regular old queso, but they have 2 new quesos. They have their Verde queso and their queso Diablo.
Diablo.
And the Diablo queso was a little too spicy for me because I'm a wimp.
Okay.
I think I would like it in a burrito, but just by itself with chips is probably too much. And I really like the Verde queso, but only on chips, not in a burrito. So go figure. But I just wanted to say, I'd like them. It's cheese. What's wrong with cheese? Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. So I really enjoyed it. So yay for Qdoba.
Oh yeah. Next week, Renee will have the stats for the loser group.
I will. I'm doing it every 2 weeks.
And then, if you want to join that group, you heard Ann talking about it earlier. You can do so at facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it. So let's talk a little, Mr. Feisty. Hey, Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
All right, so we have some birthdays.
We do have some birthdays.
What we got?
I want to say happy birthday to Lonnie Ann. Her birthday is Wednesday. Happy birthday, Lonnie Ann.
Happy birthday, Lonnie Ann.
It's awesome. Woo! And a happy birthday to my friend Cherise. I've known her since elementary school. Happy birthday, Cherise.
Happy birthday.
And I also want to say happy birthday to Jesse Bruce Hannah, who's in the chat room.
Yep.
But not in the chat room.
We know you're not here.
You're here, but not here.
We ain't singing.
Happy birthday, JB Hanna. Well, yeah, because he's not really here, so we aren't singing. You don't get stuff when you're
sorry,
not
Jay,
here.
Sorry, JB Hanna. Hey, man, if you're there, say something.
If you're there, say something, and we'll sing. But if you're not there, I'm not singing. Happy birthday to Kai Love. Her birthday is Thursday. She is a host on the Ladies Launch podcast as well as the Pisces Life podcast.
Yep.
Rakitek Azeroth. This is somebody in the Tadpool, I believe.
Yep. Yes. And the Frog Pants community. And then also Carlos Rosal.
Carlos Mencia?
No, Carlos Rosal. He's from the Tadpool as well. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
So, want to talk a little bit about Mr. Andrew Allen. Just want to pimp him out a little bit with his Patreon that he has going on. You can find out more about it at patreon.com/keyswithsoul.
I love the music.
Really and then sick. Also this week, Ice Warm from Frog Pants, who does the quiz questions during the Trek Nerd, Current Geek, and he does a lot of behind the scenes work, and he's the intern for Frog Pants.
He is.
So he started a Patreon. You can find out more about that. I think it's patreon.com/icewarm. And then he's looking to raise money to continue to do what he loves doing, which is supporting Frog Pants and helping Scott there. So go check him out if you want. Help him out. And we thought we would just do a little quick shout out. Man, that was a longer
short,
show.
It was a short show.
It was longer than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was. But I was I'm just happy to be here. I don't know. The chat room was awesome as usual. You all, I love being engaged with you guys. You all are awesome.
So I have to ask, what'd you get for your birthday?
I got the most amazing piece of artwork, and I have to go get it. Hold on.
All right. So for those in the chat room, Renee's running up front. Don't run too fast. She's running too fast. She's pregnant. She can't run like that. I mean, bad things can happen. So she got a few things for her birthday. We're doing the whole family birthday celebration this coming Saturday. I wanted to spend some time with Renee for her birthday this time, because a lot of things that are going on up until Zoe and Maya are born are the last ofs. So this is our last, her last birthday.
Yep, where it's my just, last birthday.
Where it's just her and I.
Yep. And
we just wanted to do some things.
Yeah.
But so what did you get?
I got this amazing piece of art from April Ness. And April Ness, she is
Viking Lass.
From the Frog Pants and the Tadpool. But she does the most amazing work, and I was so honored to be able to get this. And I love it. And
you got
it's perfect.
Yep. And you also got Reapers of Souls.
Yes, I got Reapers of Souls. Jay gave me Reapers of Souls.
Yep.
That I'll be playing. So Mo Diablo. And my sister so far, she gave the twins a little whale tub.
Yep.
Super cute.
Yep.
And she gave me a back scratcher, which I love. It's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she also gave me some tea so that I can relax before the babies get here.
Right.
So it's great. I love it. Thank you.
Yep. And so if you guys want to reach us, you can do so. And the area or where you do that, you can reach us by
email. The area for where you do that.
Reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video of this and past episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy, and my Oh, sorry. It's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Afro music is pretty light. If I Gave You My Love from their album. I can't remember the name of the album. But just want to say thank you to JK Grammar for doing this awesome overlay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You can listen to his show at 10fordpodcast.com. You can also catch Jeff Broncosire and those folks over at Sci-Fi Tech Talk. Jimmy Marbles and Willie Buckshot, what's going on over at thehushshow.com?
Ooh, Hush Show.
Also want to send a shout out to Aaron B and all of them over at blackastronauts.com. Congratulations to Candace and Kai Love.
I know.
For the big things that are going on for them at the Pisces Life.
Very exciting.
You know, so thepisceslife.com. So if you're a Pisces, you know, they keep it real.
Pisces are amazing.
Pisces are amazing.
We're great.
So, until next week, do you have anything else for anybody?
Nope. I don't have anything else except y'all are awesome.
You guys are awesome. We love you guys so much. Thank you for being here every week, chat room. Thank you so much. Punk Gopher, JB Hannah. We know you're not there. JK Grammar. N. Udella. Diddy, Nikki and them couldn't be here tonight. We missed you guys.
We missed you guys.
So,
you I guys? Know. I want to be in. First time we went over. That's okay. Cheater.
I talk too much.
you do. Aaron's wife probably did go into labor, I bet.
Probably.
If she did, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. I think it's okay that I cheated.
That's okay, you cheated. You can cheat. I thought it was hilarious.